The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in.
Cole Porter, Frank Sinatra, baby.
And I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
It's Monday, 6 after 8. Let's swing this now.
I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear. But you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you.
Are you dancing, baby?
Under my skin.
Oh, I got you under my skin. You know what? Look, 7 years. Going into our 7th year on the radio. I've got you right under my skin. Love that song. That might be, that or Summer Wind, may be my favorite Frank Sinatra tune. I'm not sure. Spectacular. Cole Porter wrote that song. The Old Man wrote that. It was supposed to be about, good morning. We have a lot to talk about, but it talked about heroin. Was it heroin? Did we say Frankie Five Boroughs that Cole Porter wrote that about heroin? Under my skin. You look at it, it was like a drug song, but we don't know for sure.
You said that, and the lyrics seem to make sense. I haven't seen that corroborated elsewhere.
Anywhere. Yeah, but in any case, let's say it's not a drug song, it's a love song from Cole Porter.
And works both ways.
Yeah, you know, just like that. Hey, Joe on the radio, 808. So, a lot to get into. Geraldo's on the show. I have known Geraldo so many years, and he's going to come on. We're going to talk about it. He's got a great show in Cleveland, moved to Ohio with his beautiful bride, you know. He's out there now, but you see Geraldo on Fox all the time, and he's kind enough to join us this morning. You know, all I remember this about Geraldo Rivera, and they always say about the show back in the day, remember there were chairs thrown around, and they busted his nose. Let me tell you about Geraldo Rivera, aside from being overseas in war zones, continually supporting the troops, which I love about Geraldo. When I was this had to be 20 years ago. Was it 20 years ago? Maybe more. Is when I started getting into the nonprofit arena, and I started my foundation called the Positive Impact Foundation before the Boys and Girls Clubs. And it created positive media for at-risk youth. I wanted to create positive media to be like an example for at-risk youth because everything's so negative. That was back in the day of the carjackings in New York and everything. So I said, and now there was a police department right across the street from the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Broadway unit that was then open in Newark. And I had the cops come over and work with the kids. It was great. And the kids got to see the police officers in just regular everyday situations. And then, so I went, I asked Geraldo, they called, said, Joe, do you want to go on with Geraldo? He's in Red Bank. Because Geraldo is very true to his community down there when he was living in Monmouth County. And I said, can I bring a kid from the Boys and Girls Club, and can we bring a cop to show what we're doing with the children in Newark. Like that, Geraldo, absolutely, I love this. We go on the air, and that, and Geraldo, he was the show when he was on the air doing his syndicated show. Oh my gosh, there were tens of millions of people watching. I put the kids on. We highlighted the Boys and Girls Club, and I had this big cop come on. This big sergeant came on, and he, with his weapon. I told you this before, and he could bench press like 500 pounds, and he did on national television with Geraldo. And I remember his weapon came, you know, was on the side of the bench, and it showed just the police and law enforcement in a good, positive way.
Wonderful.
And it worked. But Geraldo was right in, you know, at the heart of that. So
great guy,
I never forgot that.
Great journalist.
I never forgot that. So Geraldo's going to join us momentarily, and then. And also on this hour, I'm so proud to tell you, you know, when I talk about law enforcement, how much I appreciate law enforcement, you know, thank you to the men and women put their lives on the line every single day for us. And they are the core of our community, law enforcement, you know, along with the firefighters, yes, along with all the first responders, yes, along with the teachers who slave every single day in the classroom and have kids like me and Cthulhu that cause nothing but problems, you know. So thank you. But to the cops, and but then to the United States military. Over and above, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia is a great guy. He's a decorated Iraq War veteran. He was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump in a White House ceremony, you remember. And we want to talk about Iran. What do you do with Iran? How do you deal with Iran? And about these Afghan deaths. We keep losing lives. Jack Jacobs, brilliant Jack Jacobs, just said maybe step away from Afghanistan. And you know what I didn't want to talk to Jack about? Maybe I'll talk with David Bellavia about Frankie Five Boroughs. Remember a guy named Osama bin Laden was fighting Maybe he was fighting the... Laugh now, now that he's whacked. He was fighting in Afghanistan against the Russians. We taught him everything he knows, this guy. We helped out because we used them as a proxy, kind of, to fight the Russians.
Right, with the Mujahideen. Absolutely. I mean, that's the
and
danger.
And then a thank you, maybe, from bin Laden? A thank you? Why would he turn on us, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of factors. I think one was...
He was an animal.
We maintain troops in Saudi Arabia, and that's what he said. It's the United States' support of Israel, which, you know, didn't go over well with him.
Yeah.
And I think... that because the United States was portrayed all over the Muslim world, especially the Sunni Muslim world, as the great Satan, having the United States as an enemy was a great recruiting tool for him in terms of getting other terrorists, just as the Soviet Union was when he was seen as a liberator in Afghanistan at the
amazing,
time.
Amazing. But so Jack may be right. I can't wait to hear what the sergeant
but,
said.
But it's such a great point that you make about the United States offering weapons and training to Osama bin Laden only to have him come back against us. You know, the same thing can be said of Saddam Hussein, right? We offered Saddam Hussein support monetarily and a number of other ways in the Iran-Iraq war. And then what happened? Saddam Hussein became an enemy of ours twice. So maybe I think the lesson should be don't intervene in a lot of these Middle Eastern conflicts, because whatever side that you push your thumb down on the scale of, a lot of times that will come back to haunt you. You know, we were instrumental in the Arab Spring. One of the ramifications of the Arab Spring was the getting rid of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt.
And what happened?
And then what happened? They elected Morsi, basically a terrorist, basically somebody straight from the Muslim Brotherhood as their leader.
Yeah.
So maybe the United States should mind its own business, trade with everybody, and don't keep troops in these countries in perpetuity. Yeah. It's not going to go well with us.
Yeah, I wish I had a good argument for you to do that, but you're absolutely right. And Tucker Carlson has been great. His shows have been more important than ever before. Tucker on Fox.
And that's been reflected in the ratings. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. He led all of cable in prime time, including the Fox network. And that was particularly significant because that was the first full day of the Iran tensions, and he was the only host in prime time on Fox openly questioning what the president was doing. And he was rewarded with the biggest audience of the night.
And even the mainstream media credited Tucker for us not going into a war with Iraq or going into Iran, because he said, and it was facetious, I understand, on the part of the mainstream media, but they did say, did they not, that the president did not go in because he was watching Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I that's true. And I think the Times, at least, did make sure to mention that Tucker Carlson provides a platform for white nationalists, so they didn't compliment him too much. So
God forbid.
Yeah, Exactly.
I am tired of the divide. I am everybody's got to stop.
No, you and me both.
Everybody's got to stop. On both sides, everybody's got to stop. Just it's time just to relax, settle down. Everybody, because it makes me crazy. Everybody's just nipping at each other, complaining. We're all in this together, and there's got to be. And I hate to see Nancy Pelosi gloating on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, like we talked about. Oh, he'll be impeached forever. It sounds to me like a jealous lover. Well, doesn't that sound like?
I mean, the same can be said.
He's paying alimony
Bill
forever.
Bill Clinton. It doesn't really seem to have hurt Bill Clinton's reputation.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. Still down as one of the best presidents. But although we see that Bill Clinton with Jeffrey Epstein's getting closer and closer. They got pictures of him. Did you see that yesterday surface?
I didn't see that. No.
Bill Clinton on the plane, on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Epstein's taking the picture, and he's waving. And so it looked like this is going to get messy, I think.
Well, you may very well be right. I mean, I think the story that we discussed on Thursday or Friday about the Department of Justice offering no explanation for why the footage outside Epstein's cell after his first suicide attempt mysteriously was erased.
No, they did. They did give an explanation.
Well,
oops. Yeah, exactly. Oops. That was the explanation. That was
it.
That was
not to make light of it. It's a horrible situation, you know. Not to make light
of it. You
can't
you can't sit here and tell me that guy wasn't murdered, that he killed himself.
They whacked him.
Come on.
What did we say from that one? You know what you got to do? See, this is what gets me. You don't have to listen to anything else. Just listen to the show this morning. You listen to AM 970 The Answer with Frank and Al Piscopo, Debbie, right? That's
absolutely.
And then you get all the answers.
Frank's
what do we
doctor,
say?
But he has lots of medical advice.
Every time I got a problem, I turn to Frankie to my right. I go, Frankie, what do you think? He goes, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Frankie prefaces it by saying, I'm not a medical expert.
But do I get an answer? I get an answer.
You should do
that. I get an answer. I get an answer. See? Hey, I'll be on America's Newsroom with Sandra Smith. Bill Hemmer is still hosting. Ed Henry comes in January 20th, and then Bill goes to the 3 o'clock spot. That was Shep Smith's old spot.
What time
at Fox News.
Are you going on?
11:38.
Yeah.
And you know why I'm excited to go over there? I love Sandra. What a smart. They're just smart. Smart. And it's friendly. And I can't stand when people go, do you hear my voice? What
yeah,
I'm going to tell
you? Oh, yeah,
I'm
exactly. That's an immediate attention grabber. Either that, or you need some Primatene Mist.
Or I'm going down again. I'm not sure. Look, going to my gym.
You sound like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, really.
You're terrible.
Last word.
You are terrible.
Last words.
All right, thanks. Now we've crossed the line to sick.
Apologize to the Epstein family.
Right.
Yeah, apologize.
He was asking for General Salami.
We won't pursue that. See, if this was serious, I said we could, but we won't. We'll keep it.
No.
870 with Joe on the radio. So I go in to my gym, Debbie, and down to our gym in Flemington, New Jersey.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so
great.
Much fun. Mm-hmm. We go in there. CNN is on the TV. And I go, I said, Stacy,
get off my gym.
I went, what? Every airport, CNN pays every airport. And by the way, a huge Anderson Cooper fan and understand CNN. Wolf Blitzer does a great job. Great journalist, Wolf Blitzer, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's always so anti-American in my mind. They're just everything that's negative they put out there. And I said, Stacy, why is CNN on? The gym that we own, well, people didn't want Fox on. I said, you put Fox back
put
on
Food
that.
Food Network on. I'd rather watch them making food while I'm working out.
We put the retro fitness thing on, but I said not anything but CNN. With respect to CNN, Geraldo coming up momentarily, and Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. He's a real hero, an American patriot, with us as well. And right now, Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe, we're going to take it out to the Thruway southbound by 15A, getting down towards Suffern. Watch out. It looks like a car went right into the back of a tractor trailer. Serious injuries there. The patient will be transported via medevac, so definitely watch for that on the Thruway getting down towards Suffern. Let's go out to the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up into Eastchester. We're getting reports of a crash there. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 20. Holland's still about 30 minutes getting into town as well. Watch for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 14 with an accident over on that ramp. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Cross Bronx East at Jerome, an accident. Watch for the problems as you head over to Columbus Avenue in the 60s, also Broadway in the 60s, that large broken water main to deal with as well. Partly cloudy today with a high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft is trying to figure out the left.
Remarkable to me what the left's position is. If President Trump is trying to negotiate with bad actors and rogue states, then he's serving as their Manchurian candidate. And if he's taking a hard line with the lead state sponsor of terror the world over, then he's making the world a more dangerous place. Then he's being reckless, sounding the drums of war.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. You have an affordable housing plan. Can you tell us about your plan for affordable housing?
There's no bigger issue facing New Yorkers right now, and that crisis is the rent. People are being forced out of the neighborhood. So going back to when the city had a fiscal crisis in the 70s, people stayed and fought in their neighborhoods. They built those communities. There was no investment. There was no such thing as businesses coming into neighborhoods. Neighborhoods were being redlined. So people with very little resources raised families. Today, those folks who were the pioneers and saved the city, they're being pushed out of the city. And the immigrants who we want to come here, they don't have an entrance fee here that they can afford. A $1 or $2 million condo buys you an apartment in New York City. Come on, that's not the New York that we should be having.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about that Perillo tour, Perillo Piscopo tour, Easter in Rome. The special trip will be closing out on January 16th. Do not delay. This is a one-price, stress-free time of your life. Oh, listen, please. All 4- and 5-star deluxe hotels, 8 nights accommodations, limited group size, 5 group dinners all included, wine tasting, vineyard tour, a special intimate Piscopo performance. I'm just saying, I'll be there live in Rome. We're going to do the old man. My son Mikey will be there. Steve Perillo at piano. Worth the price of admission alone. Easter in Rome. Then we go to Assisi. Then Florence. The Tuscan countryside. Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, and more. I'm so excited. We are just like to the limit on this, so we have to cut it off at January 16th. And I would love for you to go so you don't say later, Joey, I wanted to go, but we ran out of time. I'm giving you a few more days. January 16th. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Call Janice at Perillo Tours. Say, I want the Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome tour, please. 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, yeah. Come fly with me, baby.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Let's go to Rome, baby.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Francis Albert Sinatra with Piscopo in the Morning, 823. Geraldo Rivera is a longtime friend. A guy keeps himself in spectacular shape, and he's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. Geraldo, welcome back to the show, man. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you, brother. Always nice to be with you. So you recently, you're looking as good as ever. You were fabulous on Fox and Friends doing your Sinatra.
It was fun, right, man? You know, it was just so much fun. Hey, Geraldo, so I saw you all over TV. What do you go back and forth to Ohio? I mean, you were just there. Now you go back home. Now you come back in. Is it several times a week you're going back and forth, huh?
I'm bi-coastal, Hudson River and Great Lakes, Lake Erie.
And it's good. It's good out there. I mean, now and again, this is a diehard Jersey New Yorker talking. Is there a lack of ethnicity there in Ohio that you would be used to in New York? You know what I mean?
No, I found them all. You have to look around a little. I mean, Shaker Heights, the community I live in, is upscale. And as upscale communities tend to be, just a matter of fact, more white than other places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a very diverse community. The public schools here are very integrated. There's a big black community with historic roots. And on the west side, around the Lorain, Ohio area, on the west side of Cleveland, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans that were brought in years and years ago to work the steel mills, so they're still here.
Yeah. Hey, Geraldo, before we get into politics, I wanted to thank you. I opened up the 8 o'clock hour talking about how you were kind enough to put me on your show back in the day. It had to be 20 years ago now, man. And we brought the Newark Police Department up with the Newark, with the New Jersey Boys and Girls Clubs, and you really allowed us, you gave us a big national presence on that. So on the air, I love your commitment to at-risk communities, as it's been my mission for the last 25 years. So thanks for that, brother. You know, we don't forget about our friends who have been there from day one.
You and I have a unique position, Joe. We're kind of like the glue that binds generations together. We span, such a long, our longevity is probably the most impressive thing about us.
Yeah.
Here we are. We get married. We get divorced. We recover. We get back on our feet. Do it again. Do it again. We work here. We work there. People keep listening. We keep talking. We're part of the fabric of the community. I'm very proud to be that.
You know, and always proud to have you as a friend, Geraldo. You know, and I know how much Donald J. Trump loves you. I mean, when I went out to Long Island this past summer, he went out of his way to say, first of all, he goes, this guy looks great. He looks like he's 25 years old. This is the president of the United States. He goes, and I saw the nice hug that President Trump gave you, your buddy Donald. And I remember you and me and Donald J. Trump backstage. I forget where we were, and we were it was a nonprofit event. We were about to make an entrance at a club or something for some kind of children's foundation, and it was me and you. And Donald J. Trump. And so I know that there was a history there. So when try to be positive in your criticism of President Trump, he understands that. Because he did say, even in Long Island, remember he said that? Geraldo, he agrees with me about 80% of the time, he said.
He calls me an 80%er.
yeah, you know.
But he knows how deeply I respect him, how I love him. I mean, he's... Yep. I consider him, like you, one of the guys, and having basically grown up with him.
Yeah.
He came to Manhattan from Queens in the 70s, just as I was, making my first fame, Eyewitness News and so forth. He dominated the social media, Studio 54 in the late 70s, he was on my daytime show 35 times.
Wow.
And then we did Celebrity Apprentice together, just hanging out, seeing him every day for 6 weeks in the building. And then, watching this improbable run for the White House and, him becoming a hardline conservative in many ways, but open, open-minded, willing to be convinced that he's wrong. I feel deeply for him. I feel that people treat him very unfairly in the mainstream media. I think this whole Russia collusion was a terrible hoax, an assault on his presidency to delegitimize him from the first minute he took office. How he maintained his sanity over those first couple of years is extraordinary. And now this impeachment thing, it's so... It's lame. It's so partisan.
Yes,
it was never intended to be one party. When they got the majority in the House, could impeach, a grapefruit if they wanted to. It's just very, very unfortunate, and hope it's over soon so the president can get along with the business of state. And my goodness, we certainly have enough peril in the world that we want him clear-headed.
It's so true. And the best interview that I've seen with the president was you on the fly in Puerto Rico. You had a microphone. He allowed you access because of your friendship. That was a great. By the way, before we get to all these politics, Puerto Rico with the earthquake, you don't hear much about that. We're hearing about the fires in Australia. We're hearing about all the politics. How is Puerto Rico doing, Geraldo?
After
the earthquake?
I was there with some friends, dear old friends, over New Year, and we pegged the recovery of Puerto Rico at that time, pre-earthquake, at about 70-75%. The tourist areas are mostly up and running and looking beautiful. A lot of suffering still in the middle of the island. A lot of people using generators and so forth. And then came the earthquake just 2 days after we left, and it wiped out the grid again. Puerto Rico has been plagued with corruption. The governor was forced to resign. 7 of his cabinet are indicted. It's tough when you're sending FEMA money and people are stealing it. It's rough. It's a place that needs attention. I think it needs statehood. Puerto Rico is a state.
Yeah.
We have some checks and balances in there to keep the crooks out. But it's a melancholy place. It'll recover. It's very resilient. Puerto Rican people, they bounce back. Very improvisational. But it's sad. It's sad to see. Yeah, it's funny. We were on a little culture on this last trip, so we went into Santurce, outside of San Juan, one of the neighborhoods outside of San Juan.
Yeah.
And we saw a Cinderella in Spanish.
Oh.
So I was there with my whole family,
half of
them gringos, simultaneously translating Cinderella.
I love it, man.
It was a riot. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I know. Yeah. Don't give them any ideas, right? Oh, my God. Geraldo, you're a great dad, too. God bless you for that. But so tell us, you were critical of the president, your buddy, the president, that he took out General Soleimani. Give us the reasons why, Geraldo.
Well, my main reason is I think that the neocons and the hawks in Washington have wanted to take out Iran. We first got involved in Iranian politics in 1953 when we overthrew the elected prime minister there. We've had a fraught and toxic relationship with that country almost ever since. Remember the Shah was a big buddy, hanging around New York, and the Empress of Iran, and she was hanging out with all the swells in Manhattan, and the people of Iran, a very austere, middle class society, resented their royalty. The religious people took over with Ayatollah Khomeini. He took over our embassy in 1979. And since 1979, we've had this horrible, toxic relationship over 40 years with Iran. And, the tit-for-tat, I thought we were winding down in Iraq. I thought the whole idea once ISIS was defeated, and the Iranians fought with us against ISIS. I think once that happened a couple of months ago, I thought that maybe there'd be a chance we could renegotiate the nuclear deal and get on a future in the region. The takeout of Soleimani, a brilliant, brilliant military coup, taking out the terror mastermind. But on the other hand, the guy was the second highest ranking person in the Iranian government, very, very popular figure. And, killing him in a way that I thought was unnecessary, why now? Why we got to pick this? Stick this ice pick in their eyes right now. And then the tragic plane crash where the Iranians admit they shoot down the Ukrainian airliner. Once that ball starts rolling, once you get into war, all kinds of crap happens, and the innocent people are always the ones who suffer most.
Yeah, so important. You don't think that they did that, and again, this could be conspiratorial, so forgive me, Geraldo, but someone actually called on the show and they said, there were dissidents on that plane. You don't think Iran would take the opportunity to purposely shoot that down, correct?
Nah, I don't. I think that there's a level of incompetence that you have to factor in. The commanders of the anti-aircraft battalions were given much too much independence. You had all these scared guys with their hands on sweaty fingers on triggers. They saw that plane. Just like, we shut down one of theirs in 1988.
Right.
The Vincennes shut down kill 290 people, including 60 babies. I mean, crap happens in war. It's just that's why you try to avoid those kind of conflicts. They had in their mind, the Iranians, once Soleimani got killed, and once they shot the missiles into our air bases, Al-Assad, a base I know well, having been there many times over the course of the war, once they shot their missiles, they were worried for retaliation. They were on edge, and they did this tragic thing. They've admitted it. I don't think there's anybody, I mean, every soul on board was special, but they seem mostly to be, tragically, to be students and others looking to make their lives, to make their bones in the, in the West. Why they allowed that plane to take off, though, I think that you got to start there. How did Iran allow a civilian airliner in the middle of a war to take off? I think it's really... really sick.
Geraldo Rivera, kind enough to join us this morning. Geraldo, you know, and I'm glad we got to have a civil discussion of what you agree, disagree. I'm so tired of yelling, man. My brother, I am so tired of everybody yelling back and forth at each other.
You hear me and my wife, Joe.
I don't believe that. Hey, you know what, though? Between you and I mean, you know, we've had our ups and downs in relationships. So there's, when I see you with your beautiful bride and you're so dedicated, I feel there's hope for me, Geraldo, because right now I don't see any hope in a relationship, man.
You're such a charming person.
Yeah.
If you want me, I'll advertise for you. I'll vouch for you, Joe.
God knows I need it. Geraldo Rivera, we love you, man, and we appreciate
it.
Our love to the family and all the best in Cleveland, and hopefully we'll see
you.
Geraldo Rivera.
See you in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yes, sir. Indeed. Look forward to it. 8:35 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, you may not agree, and we may not agree. We may disagree, but we could do it in a civil manner. I mean, everybody's got to stop yelling. You got to go back and forth. Okay, let's talk about this, and let's treat each other with respect. You know why? Because we're all in this together, and the end game is all for, you know, for the United States of America, for you and I, the brothers and sisters of this great land. Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, decorated Iraq War veteran, Medal of Honor recipient, all around. He is, talk about great guys. Sergeant Bellavia is terrific. He will join us live on the Piscopo Show coming up on AM 970. The Answer. First, Al Gattulo with the headline news, live and local at 8:36 on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Water has been turned off in an Upper West Side neighborhood where a water main broke this morning. Flooded streets, sidewalks, and the subways. Crews are on the scene trying to figure out where the break took place. A river of water was flowing along Columbus Avenue from West 61st to West 65th Street, 65th Streets, excuse me. Most of the water is drained. Streets are slowly opening up again. Subway service has been affected along the 1 and 2 lines northbound. We'll get more from Debbie Duhame after this update. Cops in one Monmouth County community are keeping an eye on a group who allegedly organizes car meetup events without getting permission first. The Belmar Police Department announced yesterday they responded Saturday night to the Burroughs Beach, where a large number of vehicles arrived unannounced. Officials say the event is what's known as a pop-up car meet, and officers ended up issuing several tickets for noise and motor vehicle violations before all the participants cleared out by midnight. Belmar police now say they are actively monitoring Instagram to see what possible pop-up events may be in the works. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks 28-23, while the Chiefs took care of the Texans 51-31. The Packers will travel to San Francisco next week to play the 49ers for the NFC Championship game, while the Chiefs will host the Titans in the AFC Championship game. The Nets over the Hawks 108-86. The Knicks beat the Heat 124-121, and the Devils skated past the Lightning 3-1. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like. Absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. You mentioned the broken water main on the Upper West Side, Broadway and Columbus closed 61st to 66. Again, we are seeing some suspensions here with the subways. 1, 2, and 3 suspended 42nd up through 96th Street. The 2 is also running on the 5 between Nevins and 149th because of that broken water main. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays on trains into and out of New York's Penn Station with Amtrak track maintenance going on. If you're heading to the Raritan Valley line of New New Jersey Transit still bypassing the Bound Brook station because of the fire department activity in Bound Brook. LIRR, a 15-minute delay with some ongoing switching problems as well this morning. Over on the southbound New York State Thruway by 15A, terrible accident. Car smacked into the back of a tractor trailer. Expect some delays here with medevac going to the scene here. Very tough situation to deal with. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
You got to try Balance of Nature. Why? Because I love you. I know you gather around what we call the virtual kitchen table right here every morning. We hash through the issues of the day, and I worry about you. I love you. I go to Italy. I go to Italy with you. We go together. You are family. And la familia è molto importante. So when I tell you about Balance of Nature, I care about you. It works for me. Look at what I've gone through since the fall, since September. My schedule, are you kidding me? Europe twice. I went all the way out to Oakland, came back. Florida, 24 hours, you know, doing a thing, coming right back. We went to Kansas City. Remember, me and Mikey went out to Kansas City. Remember me falling on my head? Everything, right? I swear to goodness gracious, by the grace of God, certainly. But really, it's also because I'm on the Balance of Nature, this regimen that I stick to religiously, I really feel. It allows me, it gives me the energy, it gives me the mental clarity, it gives me the focus and the stamina that I need. I credit Balance of Nature for that. I can't tell you this is an FDA clinical study, but I can tell you it's a Piscopo study. It's a Murano Cotullo, Debbie Duhaime study. The whole morning team is on Balance of Nature, and we want you to try it. We want you to try it because I feel it will better your life the way it does for us. Because don't forget, it's just a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's a daily dose of Balance of Nature. Capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you and I going to eat that much? That antioxidant, that amount of antioxidants that help fight off the free radicals in our bodies that are there every day. Now, to help you start this New Year's resolution, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping? Are you kidding? On your first preferred order of Balance of Nature? I'm asking myself. It was a rhetorical question. This New Year's special will not last, so please call now, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. But please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Make 2020 the year you finally get LifeLock in your corner. There's news of another huge breach. 267 million Facebook users reportedly had their names, Facebook IDs, even phone numbers exposed in an online database. You could miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. I've been an identity theft victim. Thank goodness I had LifeLock in my corner. They detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If you become a victim, U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. I love my LifeLock. It's my mission to get everybody signed up. You've got to have LifeLock in your corner. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year when you use the promo code Gallagher. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Gallagher. Get 25% off. It's crazy not to have LifeLock.
Hi, Joe on the radio. How are you? Oh, look, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia is going to join us. Bellavia, Bellavia, it's Italian. That's all I know. Medal of Honor recipient, a true patriot, is going to join us momentarily. By the way, what I want to tell you about Retro Fitness right here, I got to tell you about this buy one, get one, you think? No, no. It's buy one, give one from Retro Fitness. How great is that? How great is that? Buy one. This is one of the smartest advertising campaigns, and I have to be that transparent because that's what it is. All I know is I went in with my business partner, Stacy. Stacy said, Joe, you want to buy a gym? And she knew all the folks at Retro Fitness. I said, yes, because I'm a gym rat. She goes, all right, I'll put it together. She puts it together brilliantly, puts together the best gym you will go to, in my mind, is in Flemington, New Jersey. It's the Retro Fitness. And I'm going to give you the number that you could call Stacy. You go down. We want you to join up. Then she goes to her friends at what we call corporate, Retro Fitness, because they're all around the country, New York, all of Retro Fitness, really the most state-of-the-art gym you're going to go to. They come up with buy one, give one. This is brilliant. Unlike other gyms, Retro has created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, you give a one-year membership away for free. How cool is that? The free member doesn't even have to pay a cent for 12 months, doesn't even have to go with you. And that member can access any of our gyms around the country. Of course, we'd love you to come to our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Call today. Speak with Stacy. She's standing by for you. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I love this country so much. I've learned how to, my patriotism, my love of country, my love of the law enforcement and the United States military comes from my dear father, rest in peace. He was a captain commissioned to be a major in the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps, fighting Hitler in from Italy, you know. So when I talk to great, great Americans, great, great patriots, whether it's Colonel Jack Jacobs or here now, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, decorated Iraq war veteran, awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump. It's an honor. It's a privilege. David, welcome back to the show, man. I mean, words can't tell you how much we appreciate your service to this country, sir.
Oh, well, you're very kind, and it's always great to talk to the classiest radio host who wears a dimpled tie on the radio. That's my guy, Joe Piscopo. Love you to death.
I love you right back, David. Sergeant, you gotta twist that tie in. It ain't easy, you know. It ain't easy on the radio. And no one's low watching right now, but I have a tie on.
But I'm telling you, nobody, see, that's, you know what, though? You taught me a very important lesson.
I taught you something.
It's an important lesson. You learn this in the military, but it's reinforced in the civilian world with people like you. Oh. People are always watching.
Yeah, they're always watching. Yeah, it's true.
So if you have a reputation of being an honorable person, or you know, and you're doing your thing, you're like, you know, who's watching a radio show? No one. But you leave that building, people look at you and they're like, that's the Joe Piscopo I remember. That's the Joe Piscopo I just listened to on the way to work.
Yeah.
And he's a class act.
So. Sergeant, thank you. I so appreciate that. I love you for that. But it's so true because it sets the bar up. We try to do it. So when people come in with it from the political world or you serving the country so valiantly, you know, it's just a respect. It's like I'm old school, man. Old school Italian, my brother. What am I going to tell you? Yes?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you know that you have, I'm sure there are peers in the industry that are, you know, wearing a cut-off jeans right now, sitting behind the mic. But well,
I'm looking at one now. Oh, sorry.
Right.
My boys. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah. You're right.
But the fact is that, and that's really cool. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, when you talk about Colonel Jacobs and all these other studs from Vietnam. I mean, these guys truly did not get the welcome home that we got. They protected my generation when we came home. They really have every reason to be bitter and angry, and yet they continue to show love and take care of the young guys from Iraq and Afghanistan. So
yeah.
I absolutely, you know, Jack Jacobs is one of the greatest Americans to have ever lived, and having him as a mentor is one of the coolest things in the world.
So God bless you for being aware of that, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, and also Buzz Aldrin, another great veteran and the second man to walk on the moon from Montclair, New Jersey. He tweeted out something here, David, if I may. He said he has a picture of someone with the, you know, the jungle on fire. He's got a round around of bullets around his shoulder, holding an automatic weapon and looking tired and tough. And Buzz Aldrin says, that old man that shuffles around town with the Vietnam vet hat on was at one time more badass than you will ever be. And pretty much says it right there, doesn't it, Sergeant?
It does, and I'll tell you another thing. Buzz Aldrin will kick your ass if you tell him the space program was fake. This guy is, he still looks like he can do 75 push-ups in a minute.
That's so true.
That's a scary man. You got to understand, these guys, when the space program came about, going up on these tests, you know, this was the most dangerous thing in the world. These are some of the bravest guys who have ever walked the earth, but he lives and breathes this country. He's a good man.
Yeah, as you are, sir, Sergeant. Hey, Sergeant, so Soleimani taken out. Guys like me, you know, I'm saying I would do it covertly because I'm Italian. Take it out, and then you just go, what happened? Oh, was he taken out, you know? But do you – any doubt in your mind that the president did the right thing, Sergeant?
Listen, this is – Soleimani was – should have died 12 years ago.
Yeah.
This was a guy who equal opportunity mass murderer. He just killed 1,500 people in Iran, you know, over Thanksgiving. He's killing people. If anyone has questions over who Soleimani was, Google those barrel bombs, the chlorine bombs dropped by Assad in Syria, totally backed, financed, and facilitated.
Right.
But for me, as an Iraq veteran, this guy killed 625 of my friends, my brothers. If you know an Iraq veteran, Afghanistan veteran who was a victim of an IED in Iraq or Afghanistan from 2006, you know, to the present, this is the work of Hezbollah. It's the work of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, Quds forces. And I don't know how anyone in their right mind can make the argument that the world is not better today for not having Soleimani in it.
And to have such a powerful man in the Oval Office, that's the one I would have done it covertly. I understand the criticisms of it. But to have a man that has the guts to do it, because they were attacking, David, they were attacking our embassy, the United States Embassy in Iraq. People are forgetting that. And that indeed a contractor was killed.
Listen, it's a totally different world if you're taking out Soleimani in downtown Tehran, you know, while he makes a phone call to his family. This is the equivalent of shooting Osama bin Laden outside of the Mall of America, you know, at a food court. I mean, the brazenness that Soleimani had walking around, literally taking a personal vehicle at the airport on his way to go to an embassy. And don't forget the other people in that vehicle that died. This is like, you know, if America is trying to deny involvement in an operation and we lose our Secretary of Defense, our Secretary of the Army, and two congressmen, it's kind of hard to argue Iran wasn't behind the embassy attack. They were right there. They showed a tremendous – he thought he could go anywhere, and no one had the intestinal fortitude to take him out.
Yeah.
And we took him out.
Sergeant, we got to break the time. Oh, I got to ask you real quick, though. Do we get out of Iraq like they want us to? Do the parliament wants us to? Do we get out, or do we hang in to protect our homeland in the long run?
You know, what it comes down to is, does the parliament want us out, or is this just more proxies of Iran? We can't underestimate the influence Iran has in parliament in Baghdad. And the fact is that power vacuum is going to be filled by somebody. It needs to be people that will allow the Iraqi people to have the freedom that they've been screaming for, not the Iranian government, who essentially just wants to put more pressure on Sunnis and more pressure on anti-Western forces.
Man, David, it's so great to have you, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. David, we got to hang, man. When you're in New York, please call, because I'm honored that you're my friend, and we're honored just to have you on the radio show so much. And please come back soon, and call when you get into town, if you would, sir.
I will do that, and I'll get a suit right now just to prep for it.
Okay.
with the dimple tie. Thank you, Sergeant. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God, thanks, David. Thanks for your service. That's a great man. Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, my Medal of Honor recipient. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads at 8:53 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. It's a terrible accident on the New York State Thruway southbound before 15A getting into Sloatsburg. A car went right into the back of a tractor trailer. Serious injuries. Medevac went to the scene. 80 westbound is closed now as you get out toward the area of Montville by exit 47. That's an accident. It's subject to closure. And we still have the problems on Columbus Ave and on Broadway in the 60s with that broken water main. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
So what are you doing on, it is February 10th, at the Stress Factory, maybe, New Brunswick. I see this right here. You are invited for cocktails and dinner with, it's for John Bramnick with special guests. Excuse me, Frankie, what does that say right there? Who's that special guest right there?
Joe Piscopo.
Look at that, Saturday Night Live, excuse me, superstar, not former superstar, Mike, look at Mike Marino, New Jersey's bad boy of comedy. Vinny Brand will be the host, and Mr. Bramnick himself, who you know now is one of your favorite funny guys.
He is hysterical. The book is funny. He's funny. He's a great guy.
Well, so we want to tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm, too. And he works with his son, Brent, which I love about John. John and Brent Bramnick, and they have 18 lawyers at the Bramnick Law Firm. And during the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, right? And always on what? A contingency basis. I mean, that tells you what a great guy John is. A contingency. There's no recovery, no fee. During the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free, please, to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. The number for the Bramnicks, 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you could reach them at johnbramnick.com. It's johnbramnick.com. Joe Lumberg at 857. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning? Happy Monday to you, my friend.
Happy Monday to you. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. We're up and we're at them. A lot to get into this morning. Now it seems a little chillier than the weekend. Boy, you were right on the weekend. Right? How many miles on the bike, Joe, on the weekend? Come on.
I ran 15 Saturday morning, then rode 31 after that with some friends, and then rode about 41 yesterday down in the D.C. suburbs. It was 70 there and sunny. It was like, oh, I love it. Bring more of this.
This is like a warm-up for you.
And they were grilling in the parking lot after we got done. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh man! I would have oxygen.
I ride with some good people.
No, you are the marathon man. Hey, weather-wise, today though it's going to be chilly and then possible snow later in the week, Joe.
Chilly, but you know we're still talking upper 40s today. That's about 10 degrees above normal.
We'll take
upper 40s tomorrow. Maybe an afternoon shower, then in the 50s Wednesday, then some colder air at the end of the week.
We ain't complaining, Joe Lundberg. Thank you, Joe. Ooh. You are an inspiration, Joe Lundberg. I swear to goodness gracious, God bless you. That man, he is the marathon man. Joe on the radio, a couple minutes away from 9 o'clock. Al's got the news. John Nance coming up. We'll talk about the Iranian plane and coming right back.
There, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:59.
Ukrainian plane shot down by the Iranian. Nothing to joke about. We will be talking about it with John Nance. Right now, the one, the only, Al Gattulo on the radio. Thank you, Albert.
Thank you. New Jersey lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban flavored vaping products today. The bill also increases penalties to shop owners selling e-cigarettes to minors. There have been a number of illnesses and deaths linked to vaping across the nation. Opponents say this will force some shop owners to close and hurt people trying to end their cigarette smoking habits. Governor Murphy is expected to sign the ban, which would go into effect 90 days afterwards. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks 28-23. Chiefs took care of the Texans 51-31. Nets over the Hawks 108-86. Knicks beat the Heat 124-121. Devils skate past the Lightning 3-1.